The second example involves a child with an ear infection. This is very important in a community setting, though again, as seen with the insulin examples, should always keep this in mind when considering a patient's discharge prescriptions. You never know when you will run into these. The stem here is a patient is prescribed Sevdenir 250 mg per 5 mL oral suspension. The directions are to take 5 mL by mouth every 12 hours for 5 days. How many milligrams of Sevdenir are required to dispense this prescription? In this case, we need to calculate the amount of milliliters that the patient will be taking. Here, they take 5 mL by mouth twice a day for 5 days. This will give us 50 mL of Sevdenir. Now, let's solve the milligrams in the suspension. With the 50 mL calculated, we will take the conversion to milligrams, which is 250 mg per 5 mL, giving us a final answer of 2,500 mg of Sevdenir solution. For practical use, I want to emphasize that these suspensions are widely made in pre-filled bottles, and you will not have to determine the milligrams. This example is utilizing the amount of milliliters the patient will take and put into perspective how many milligrams of drug they will be taking as part of the dosing.